Tim, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on the program. I received a press release, and I thought this was pretty cool. An intensive 5-day course designed to teach potential technology entrepreneurs on how to turn clean energy ideas into research into business ventures was offered for the first time in the Midwest. Pretty cool idea. Before we dive into that, tell us what you do at Huron River Ventures.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Huron River Ventures is a seed stage clean tech focused venture capital fund. And so our role, we were actually, the state of Michigan helped create Huron River Ventures. So we're focused on creating Michigan clean tech companies. And one of the ways that we do that is focused on leveraging some of the research and development that's conducted at Michigan universities to help commercialize and transition that research out of the lab into Michigan companies. So that's Huron River Ventures in a nutshell. We're based in Ann Arbor, but I also live in Grand Rapids, so we try and have a broad footprint across the state looking for new Michigan companies.
So the Michigan Green Technology Entrepreneurship Academy is specifically designed and offered for science and engineering faculty, postdoctorate students, and PhD students from Michigan universities who want to learn how to commercialize their clean tech research, prepare for a career in the industry, or to take steps toward launching a new venture. Talk about this 5-day workshop.
Yeah, it's really an exciting opportunity. As I mentioned, one of the focuses of Huron River Ventures is to help pull more of these technologies out of the lab. And in reality, what we found is we started to ask, how can we do that better in Michigan? We started looking around to see who else is focused on that same challenge. One of the things is that, with clean technologies, that oftentimes this is research and ideas that may, in many cases have been developed in a lab setting for 5 to 10 years. And so the postdocs and faculty researchers may not have the vernacular and the skills to put together a business plan and to try and create a new venture. And so at UC Davis in California, they realized the challenge, and 5 years ago, they created the Green Technology Entrepreneurship Academy. And it's been wildly successful in helping to educate researchers so that they have the right connections, they have the right resources, they know the right vocabulary to talk to investors and to try and create new startups.
All right, Green Tech.
As we were getting started at Huron River Ventures, we decided to license the program from UC Davis and bring it to Michigan specifically for Michigan universities.
All right, define green technology and what's really hot here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, so green technology is technologies related to resource constraints and trying to provide better solutions to those resource constraints. So one of the natural resource constraints is oil and gas. In other cases, it could be water or other natural materials. So green technologies or clean technologies are those that are not only environmentally sound, but that also deliver compelling cost and performance advantages relative to other technologies.
Grand Valley State is hosting the Academy, which will be held next week, July 25th through the 29th. How many folks will you have there?
We're going to have about 20 university attendees. So Grand Valley State was very gracious. A program of this nature, of this breadth, is pretty expensive to pull off. And we partnered with Grand Valley State, which is kind of a neighbor right up the street. They're doing some really wonderful programming around innovation themselves. And we worked with them to put in a proposal to receive some funding to help pull off the program. And we were successful in receiving that grant for the program. So we're going to host the program at Grand Valley State. But then the program itself was offered to all Michigan universities and the researchers and postdocs that we described earlier. And we have about 10 universities coming in from all over the state, from as far as Michigan Tech to Eastern, Western, Central, Michigan State, and an even longer list of universities. So it's going to be really well attended. We actually spoke with some other colleagues about the number and quality of attendees and researchers coming to Grand Rapids for this event, and they said it was the broadest collaboration that they had seen in years.
All right. Any room left, or y'all booked?
At this point, we're pretty much all booked, primarily just because of timing, if nothing else. What I would say is if there is a university researcher focused on clean technologies that's still interested, I would welcome a phone call, and we'll see if we can get them involved in certain events.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Great. Thank you so much.